Meanwhile, in Central America, Nicaragua has released more than 200 attempted coup plotters from jail. They had tried to overthrow the national government back in 2018 in what was believed to be a U.S.-funded operation.
It wasn't about negotiating anything. That has to be clear. We're not asking that they lift the sanctions. We aren't asking for anything in return. The United States should take their mercenaries.
An investigation by the Gray Zone media outlet showed that American government agencies such as USAID provided funding for the insurgency. Hundreds of people were killed at the time in chaotic scenes as armed gangs attempted to storm the presidential palace with apparent plans to kill the head of state. Those jailed over the coup attempt were later labeled political prisoners by the U.S. State Department. We heard from Nicaragua-based independent journalist Ben Norton, who says that Washington has links to violent extremists all across Latin America.
The United States was the main sponsor of the violent, very right-wing elements that tried to overthrow Nicaragua's democratically elected government. I personally have interviewed a man who was a security guard at the mayor's office in the city of Masaya, and he was tortured by these coup plotters, and he lost one of his arms. So there are very many victims of this violent coup attempt in 2018, and we have documents showing that many of the leaders involved in this coup attempt were funded by the U.S. government through traditional CIA cutouts like the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and also the National Endowment for Democracy, the NED. One of the co-founders of the NED, Alan Weinstein, told the Washington Post that it was created to do basically what the CIA had done previously, but to do it out more covert, more overtly in the open. And the NED and the USAID spent tens of millions of dollars funding opposition groups that opposed the Sandinista government and the elected president, Daniel Ortega. And of course, anyone who knows the more recent history of Nicaragua, going back to the 1980s, knows that this is not new. The United States in the 1980s, through the CIA, armed and trained terrorists, the Contras. They burned down schools and hospitals, according to one of their former leaders. They used terrorism as a systematic tactic. The CIA helped the Contras put mines in the ports to blow up Nicaragua's ports. So for many people in Nicaragua, unfortunately, it wasn't surprising to see that the U.S. government returned to those same tactics that it had used in the 1980s. So the destabilization attempts never end, but the responses of the governments has been different, right? So if a government, which is sovereign, tries to prevent these coup plotters funded by the U.S. from overthrowing their government, then the U.S. deems them authoritarian. The U.S. imposes sanctions on them. This is the same thing that we've seen in Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. And then other countries that don't take action against the coup plotters, well, they often get overthrown, as we saw in 2019 in Bolivia, or right now in Peru.